I'm not sure when the last time I was alone in a room with him was. That fateful night when he came home with my brother. When I thought for sure he saw me as more than just a baby sister. He turns his attention to me, and all the air rushes from my lungs. Many people are intimidated by Garrett Shaw, whether it's because of his gruff nature, his 6'6" stature, or his muscles stacked upon muscles, I'm not sure. But for me, it's the opposite. He doesn't intimidate me. He brings out my schoolgirl crush, which is just as terrifying. He runs his hands down his beard, a habit I've noticed he does when he's upset.
I can't do anything right.
She's a preteen. Get used to it. I round my desk and put the adult diapers back into the bag, handing it to him.
It seemed to happen overnight. One day I was pushing her on the swings, and the next she's slamming her door in my face.
He accepts the bag, although I doubt he's going to return them to the store. Well, be patient with her. Hormones make girls crazy. I giggle, remembering that night when he blamed my actions on hormones. You don't really want me, it's just those girly hormones making you think you do, he'd said to me. His gaze shoots to mine, a smile peeking through the beard surrounding his luscious lips.
You're right. It's almost like you're not yourself.
He poses it as a question, and I lean against my desk, quickly grabbing a pen to fiddle with. Does he want me to say no? Hormones were part of me wanting him, of course, but I decide the better thing is to ignore his question altogether. She'll grow up just fine. You've done great this far. Keep it up, big guy. He stares at me for an uncomfortable minute and then nods.
Thanks for your help, Charlie.
What about that cabin? I throw the question out there because I don't want him to leave. I like having him here. Garrett shakes his head.
Let me know when you want it. But I paid the grand to Dane yesterday.
Now him leaving doesn't upset me. You what? I ask, my voice rising. I told you I'd pay it. He turns on his heels, his frame taking up the entire height and width of my door.
I told you I'd pay it. You don't need to spend your money on that. We're practically family.
Just because you're best friends with Vance doesn't make us family. Here. I round the corner of my desk, pulling out my purse and my checkbook.
I don't want the money, Charlie.
He stands in the doorway with his hands above his head, holding onto the doorframe, and geez, the way it makes the muscles in his arms bunch and stretches the flannel shirt he's wearing is really distracting. But no, I'm annoyed with him right now. He's acting like a stubborn mule. I scribble out the check, tear it off, and I'm on my way toward him when he turns around and walks out of my office, down the hall. Garrett, I chase after him. He shakes his head, those long strides increasing the distance between us. Principal Hayes picks that exact moment to exit the office.
Mr. Shaw, how nice to see you again,
he says. Principal Rich Hayes. Richie Rich, as people refer to him, because his family were the founders of this town. They live in the biggest house downtown, and they're always on floats in every parade. Garrett holds out his hand.
Hey, Rich. Gotta run. Call me.
Rich glances over to me from the corner of his eyes. Mr. Shaw, please wait, I say, disregarding Principal Hayes. Garrett goes through the doors, and I follow, catching him outside. Seriously, Garrett, what are you, 8? He stops and spins around.
Charlie, I don't want your money. I made a promise to Vance years ago when he left that I'd take care of you. This is me sticking to my word.
My fucking brother Vance and his notion that his baby sister can't take care of herself. I fold the check up and stick it in his front pocket. I don't need you to take care of me. I'm a grown woman. I stick out my breasts for him to see how serious I am. Or hadn't you noticed? His gaze dips down to my cleavage, and his chest rises and falls with a deep breath. Then, a mask of indifference washes over his face. He nods and walks towards his truck, throwing the adult diapers in the bed of Principal Hayes' pickup truck before he gets into his vehicle and speeds away without a backward glance.